Are you tired of trying to figure out how to stop mosquitoes from making you miserable? I thought this would be a great topic since it's sort of the outdoor season. But did you know that constantly being attacked by mosquitoes is actually super preventable? And it's really important. It's an important aspect of protecting your immune system, especially for autoimmune sufferers or chronic illness sufferers. And I know you're probably thinking, now wait, I have to be careful about all these things and now mosquitoes too. And it's not exactly that. But if you are one that is always getting bitten up and maybe you're even avoiding going outdoors, then learning how to stop mosquito bites will help you and will help your immune system to function properly. This happens because you are avoiding that little jolt of inflammatory saliva from the mosquito, and because being loved by mosquitoes is actually a sign that there are other deficiencies happening in your body. So today you will know exactly what that might mean for you, and it could be a clue as to one of your root causes for your autoimmune condition. And you will also find out some natural ways that you can stop mosquito bites while you're working on the deeper internal nutrient deficiencies.
Welcome to the Naturalistic Nurse Podcast with Audrey Christie, helping you shift from Band-Aid fixes to root cause resolutions that stick.
Welcome. If this is your first time listening, I'm Audrey Christie. I'm a functional and integrative nurse nutritionist and energy medicine practitioner. I help women stop chasing symptoms, find relief, and ultimately learn how to heal their bodies from autoimmune disease. I like to call it the autoimmune revolution. So, are you someone that gets eaten up at every backyard barbecue by mosquitoes? Or maybe you know someone who does. It might even be your kiddos. The truth of the matter is that there is a perfect recipe that mosquitoes like to bite. And if it consists of, and it consists of a few possible combinations of low B vitamins and metabolic acidosis, meaning you're producing more carbon dioxide. Now, this isn't metabolic acidosis that puts you in the hospital. It's kind of just that you're on your way to that, or that you are predisposed to that. So let's start with nutrient deficiency. The most common nutrient deficiency we see with frequent mosquito bites are in the B vitamin family, including thiamine, and then breathing out a higher than average amount of carbon dioxide. So if you Google it, right, if you consult Dr. Google, you'll find that the B vitamin and mosquito theory is a myth. But what they don't know is that if you know anything about the human body, then you know anything about biology, and you know that studies show that the reason mosquitoes bite people are an increase in carbon dioxide, which guess where that comes from? A lot of times it comes from a vitamin B deficiency. It can also stem from high blood sugar, also related to a vitamin B deficiency, a buildup of lactic acid. It can stem from problems with the kidneys, and it can also stem from a need for L-glutamine. It could be one or a combination of all of these. But the B vitamin is a chain reaction, is part of a chain reaction that starts all sorts of different things happening in the body. And that leads you to breathing out more carbon dioxide and the mosquitoes coming to find out what that's all about. It's like sending a beacon for them. Now, it can be a simple problem. It may not be some big complicated deficiency. It could just be that you're low on stomach acid. Yeah, low on stomach acid can start the chain reaction that means that you're the only person getting bit by mosquitoes, right? It starts a cascade of things. So that brings about the question, right? So, okay, fine. If it's a B vitamin deficiency, why would you want to stop mosquito bites? And here's the thing. There's no denying, one, they're annoying and they itch, right? Like, I hate being bit by mosquitoes. But there's no denying that there is an inflammatory response in the body when you're bitten by a mosquito, right? I don't know anyone who doesn't get at least a small red wheal, and it may or may not itch. And sometimes it leaves a scar if you itch it. But what's happening there is your body is sending out inflammatory cells to heal the wound. And that's okay. That's what it's supposed to do. What's interesting is that it doesn't stop there. You wouldn't think that people would want to study something like mosquito bites, but there's actually a lot of studies about what happens with the immune system after you're bitten by a mosquito. Most of the studies stem from people wanting to search for or research diseases that are carried by mosquitoes. So what happens after the mosquito bite is that essentially your body produces a fewer of something called a regulatory T cell. Regulatory T cells have a very important job to help modulate the immune system, to help balance it. And this can occur, this lower amount of regulatory T cells can occur for 7 to 10 days after a single mosquito bite. Now, for your average healthy immune system, this isn't a problem, right? But for autoimmune sufferers or people with chronic or long-term illness, this can be just one more issue for the immune system to try to balance. The spit from mosquitoes is made up of hundreds of different proteins, and it causes your immune system to have to fight off those pathogens. So not only does this lead to your immune system having to focus its efforts or inflame itself, put itself on high alert, which can trigger autoimmune disease or autoimmune flares, but it also leads to a much larger and extended or longer inflammatory response, and it causes your body to have a lesser ability to fight off, one, the thing the mosquito might have been carrying, but also to fight off anything floating around you, so common colds, viruses, bacteria, and food poisoning. So the good news is that there's a way to stop mosquito bites naturally, right? And, you know, as you've learned in the last episode, episode 119, what causes autoimmune disease is that environmental triggers are one of the reasons, one of the root causes that cause autoimmune diseases to develop. Now, to answer the question that you might be wondering, is it likely that you will develop an autoimmune disease because of a mosquito bite? The answer to that is no. We know that it's a three-part recipe, right? So just mosquito bites will not cause an autoimmune disease. However, it is likely that you could increase your body-wide or system-wide inflammation, and more importantly, it's a sign that there are nutrient deficiencies that could be root causes for your current or future autoimmune disease. So let's talk about what to do about it. First of all, it's worth having your lab work looked at from a functional perspective so it can be determined if you have any of the deficiencies that might be causing mosquito bites. These generally take longer to fix, right? These are bigger problems. And so much like we talked about with healing spring allergies, it's imperative to take the steps to heal long-term, but also to manage your exposure right now. You can find a link on the show notes page at audreychristie.com/120, and that'll give you a link to a lab review. It's simply you submit your lab work and then you get a report back on exactly what that means for you. I don't know if you listened a few episodes ago that a loving nickname that one of my clients gave me was the wilderness nurse. So you can probably guess that my solution to your mosquito problem is not going to be to stay indoors, right? That would cause more harm than good to your physical, mental, energetic, and emotional health. That being said, it would be irresponsible for you to continue to go outside and just get eaten up by mosquitoes or cover yourself in some kind of toxin to try to repel them. So here are some of my favorite solutions for enjoying your outdoor activities and repelling mosquitoes. The first one is citronella essential oil. And it's not a surprise to hear that many bugs tend to hate the smell of citrus. And citronella is this lemony, grassy plant, and bugs, including mosquitoes, absolutely hate to be around it. So if you are having mosquito problems at your house, you can put these out on the patio, the actual plants. Or you can light some citronella candles. You can also use citronella essential oil and put it on your pulse points, so on your wrists and ankles. The next one is peppermint essential oil. So for some people, citronella is just a hard no, but you still don't have to spray chemicals all over your body. You have two options here. You can use some peppermint essential oil, again, on your pulse points of your wrists and ankles. You can also put a little bit behind your ears. You'll find this really invigorating. And it'll also help the mosquitoes to stay away. Another option is to take some peppermint leaves and kind of rub them between your hands and then rub it on your skin, right? You'll smell super fresh. The biting insects will leave you alone. Now, one thing to remember is don't use peppermint if you're breastfeeding because it can actually reduce your milk supply. And that goes for peppermint essential oil too. Now, vanilla extract is another one, and it's not just good for baking, right? We love it for baking, but it's also good for keeping biting critters away. You can mix it with some water, some peppermint essential oil, and citronella, and make a really, you know, a bug spray that doesn't make you smell like the piney woods of East Texas, right? A bug spray that doesn't stink, right? And you can also use that in your house to keep bugs away there. On the show notes page at audreychristie.com/120, I have a recipe for you a printable recipe with exactly what I recommend to put in your bug spray, safe for you and your kiddos. And if you're suffering from an autoimmune disease and you're getting eaten up by mosquitoes, then definitely, definitely try out the Autoimmune Safe Natural Mosquito Recipe. It's on the show notes page at audreychristie.com/120. You'll also find a link to download 5 steps you can start today to begin healing from your autoimmune disease. Super simple, sustainable steps that you can take right now to help shift you to a healing path. Again, that's on the show notes page at audreychristie.com/120 and always lives at audreychristie.com/autoimmune. To wrap this up, you don't have to suffer from mosquito bites as one more thing to add to your plate when you're struggling with your autoimmune condition. And you may even find just a little bit of gratitude, maybe, for those pesky boogers biting you up so that you know that something is amiss. There's something that you need to heal, right? Take that cue from Mother Nature. Notice what might be going on at the roots internally to help you ultimately heal from autoimmune disease. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you have a second, it would mean the world to me if you could leave a rating or review. This helps me help more people get clear of autoimmune disease. I'd be so grateful. Tune in next week. We're going to talk about simple ways to improve your immune system, including we're going to be covering those face masks that everyone's wearing, right? So I hope you have the most magical and restful day, friends. I challenge you to leave this world, however you can, just a little bit better than how you found it when you got up this morning. Be well.